Welcome to Faye's Knowledge. If you're interested in learning about business, marketing, and personal development, this podcast is just for you. And I say it's just for you because in order to fail, we have to be willing to try. And once you try to do things for yourself, now you're learning and gaining the experience for yourself, which turns into knowledge. So this is the right podcast for you if you're looking for business, marketing, and personal development information, because now you have a chance to learn from others that have been through what you're currently going through or currently having experience, and this is the place for you to grow and develop to help become the best version of yourself. Subscribe to this podcast, and if you really enjoyed towards the end, leave a comment on your biggest takeaway from this specific episode, so that way we can deliver more content, more audio, more videos that can not only help you in your journey but can help propel you. And by propel, I'm actually saying that can help grow and push you forward in your journey. Again, welcome to Failure's Knowledge. Enjoy this episode, and please don't forget to subscribe and wait towards the end and leave a comment about this specific video, your biggest takeaway from this. In this video, we're going to talk about the importance of discovering your why, where you can start, and how you can be more comfortable with your why. Many times in life is understanding that there's a process that we have to go through, but your why has to be deep inside of you that will inspire you to get up every single day. So if this is your first time here, welcome to another episode of Failure is Knowledge Podcast. And I'm your host, Terrell Humphrey, and we're going to talk about how we're going to empower you, how we're going to empower to and inspire you to become the best podcaster that you can possibly be. So let me finish going live on the rest of the platforms, and we're going to dive deep on discovering your why and why your why matters for you to get to the next step. So let me go live. Let me finish going live, because we're diving deep with this topic. See, the reason why this came about, the reason why this is so important, because it's one thing that stops a lot of people from really pursuing their dreams, pursuing their goals, and pursuing things that they have in mind is that they give up as they go along the journey, they stop and they quit before they even start to become someone different. And so what I learned while being on this journey is that it's going to be challenging, it's going to be difficult, and it's going to be rough. But just because it challenges you and it pushes you doesn't mean that your why is not important. If anything, your why becomes more important because it's something that you have to focus on every single day. And if you don't focus on your why, then you will be wasting your time because you're not focused on your purpose. So let me go ahead and write that on the board. Discover your why, because your why is what matters. See, discover your why. And I'm going to do a little bubble, and I'm going to draw talking points out and about. So first thing first, discover your why. When I started this journey a half a decade ago, I didn't know. When I started this journey a half a decade ago, I didn't know I would be here today speaking about podcasting, speaking about marketing, speaking about becoming the best version of yourself. I just knew I had a goal, I had a vision, I had something that I wanted to pursue. But many times in life, I didn't understand why the why was so important. It goes back to when I was playing football in high school, and as I was playing football, going to different practices, going to different film sessions, going to different training facilities. It was something that really taught me that if you want to be the best that you can be, what do you need to do to get there so you can become the best? Understanding that, discovering my why, was going through the process, was going through the journey, was going through everything that I had to experience to understand that is really preparing me to be better than I was yesterday. It's preparing me to be better than I was the day before yesterday. It's preparing me to be better than I was a week ago.
you have to understand that in order for you to discover your why has to be bigger than you. The reason why I drew this in a bubble is because you have to understand your why has to be bigger than you. And when your why is bigger than you, you have to go all out to pursue it every single day, because it's something that's going to inspire you. It's something that's going to empower you. It's something that's going to help you inspire others. But see, first, you have to be willing to inspire yourself. You have to be willing to empower yourself, and you have to be willing to start. Discovering your why is so important, because when times get challenging, your why is always in your mind. When times get difficult, you're always thinking about your why. When moments are challenging, you're always thinking about your why. Your why is your purpose. Your why is your passion. Your why is the reason behind you doing everything. The reason why I want to become the best version of myself every single day is because I want to be the example. I want to be the representation, what people can follow, what people can learn from, and what people can see. Like, if I can do it, if Terrell Humphrey can do it, why can't the next person do it? Because many times in life, it's just the lack of exposure that stops a lot of people from growing. It's the lack of seeing. It's the lack of touching. It's the lack of speaking to someone that has found their why. Oftentimes in life, when we discover our why, our why has always been within us. That's the first one I want to hit on, is that your why is already in you. Your why is already in you. Your why is already in you. Already in you. In you. There we go. Your why, I'm going to circle that one as well. And I'm going to show the camera. Your why, hello, let me bring it down, let me bring it down. Your why is always in you. Let me know in the comments what you think about this. Your why is always in you. When I was younger, my mom, who raised three boys by herself, who was a single mother raising three boys by herself, she had us in a singing group. And while we in a singing group, me and my two brothers, we were singing, we was going to different places, different churches, and just singing, putting ourselves out there. And as we were singing, the spotlight was on us. We had everyone's attention. People was paying attention to kids just singing. And as we were showing up singing or rehearsing or performing, we was able to really shine the light upon us, because we was putting ourselves out there. Because our mama made us put ourselves out there. And since she made us put ourselves out there, the spotlight has always been on us. It's many times in life we dim the spotlight that's on us because we don't think we are strong enough to handle what the light is shining upon us. You see, the reason why your why is already in you, because it's something that you're already doing. It's just something that you're not paying attention to, because you don't want to be in the front. You don't want to be in the spotlight. You just want to be behind. You see, if you have something in you, if your why is in you, you can always try to run from the light, but the light is going to always find you. The light is going to always discover you. Your purpose is always going to discover you. Because your why, you can't run from your why. Even though we was younger and we was in the senior group, I knew we weren't going to sing for the rest of our lives. It was just something that our mama made us do. But just because you're not in the spotlight in the singing group doesn't mean you can't be in the spotlight in pursuing your dreams. You have to understand that your why has to be bigger than you. Your why has to be stronger than you. Your why has to be willing to push you. Because just because I'm not in front of people singing, I'm in front of people empowering and inspiring others to become the best version of themselves. Because if you can become the best of you, if you can become the best version of yourself, if you can discover your why from seeing me, now you're able to understand that you can do more than you put your mind to. It's really understanding that your why is already in you. You just have to understand what's in you to discover that you've been doing it your whole entire life. I'm not a good singer. We stopped singing back in 2009 when my grandma passed away. We stopped singing. The last time we sung was at her funeral. And the reason why I'm sharing this is because when you go through life, when you experience different things, you stop doing things when the light is supposed to be on you. And until you find yourself, until you find your why, you're going to be running from the light. In all honesty, you're going to be running from yourself, because you have always been with you, and you are already, your why is already in you. Until you rediscover yourself, until you rediscover your pain, until you really identify that what you have been through is not only stopping you, but it's pushing you forward, because the light is always on you. Think about it. How many times how someone came to you asking you for advice? Think about it. How many times how somebody said, hey, man, what you just said, hey, sister, what you just said actually just helped me more than you can ever imagine. Because you're giving advice. You're giving advice from what you have already experienced, because people are coming to you seeking guidance. The light is always on you. You just don't understand what your why is, and you're running away from your purpose. You're running away from your why. You're running away from your passion. I was running away from the spotlight for so long because I didn't understand the spotlight followed me everywhere I went. It was on me every single day, but it wasn't until I looked myself in the mirror one day and said, I wanted to be more. I wanted to be bigger. I wanted to be different. So what does different look like? Different to me looks like finding what is already in me. I have to discover that just because I'm me, I can change. Just because I'm a person, I can evolve. Just because I'm human, I can grow. You can grow into yourself even more. You just have to understand that what you are currently doing, you have always been doing. This is where you start to pay attention to what you are doing that makes a difference for your spotlight. The light is on you. The light is always shining upon it. Even if you try to turn it off, even if you think the light is too bright, even if you think you can't handle the pressure is going to always be with you because your why is already instilled in you. Why is this important? Because in order for you to really get to the next step, in order for you to discover your why, I'm going to show the board again. In order for you to discover your why and understand your why is already in you, you have to be willing to go through the process. Oh, hold on. You have to be willing to go through the process. You see, I just almost knocked my light out. But guess what? The light is still shining upon me because I found my why. My goal is to help you become the best version of yourself by being the example every single day. Now, is it hard? Absolutely. Now, is it challenging? Absolutely. Now, is it overwhelming? Absolutely. Many times in life, you just have to turn off one light to say, I just need some rest. I didn't understand that the light that I was stepping into was the light that was always in me. It was already there. I just had to discover my why, because my why became the motivation behind everything that I do. Every time I get in front of someone, I want to help them become the best version of themselves. How do I do that? Well, I share my story. I share what I've been through. I share what I experienced. I share what I learned. Because you have to understand that the process that you are going through, you have already experienced it. Now you just have to discover a new season, a new goal, a new task for yourself to understand that this why is so strong that you have to be willing to understand what your why is. I didn't know I was going to be focusing on podcasts, and I didn't know I was going to empower others. I didn't even know I was going to inspire others, but I just knew I wanted to help someone. I just knew I wanted to be a voice where someone can see, be the person someone that can see, and be the representation of what someone can follow. Because if you can follow greatness, if you can learn from greatness, if you can become great, why not pursue it within yourself? It was something that I had to do when I looked myself in the mirror and say, what is my why? What do I want out of life? Where am I going out of life? Why is this goal even important? Like, why? What am I working towards? Why am I working so hard? Many times in life, you have to really work hard to understand that working hard is not the end of the world. In fact, it's the beginning of the world, because as you are working hard, you're working hard towards your why. You're working hard towards your purpose. You're working hard towards your passion.
You just have to understand that your why has always been in you, because you are discovering yourself in a different way. You are discovering yourself in a way that you have always been with. And it's understanding that your why comes from helping others. Your why is something that you're already doing. You see, it's already in you because it's something that you've been doing your whole entire life. I remember this one time we was on leaving the airport. It was in the store or something of that nature. And I saw this young lady, like the kid was maybe 2 years old, and she had a baby doll. First off, why does a baby have a baby doll? I was blown away. And the fact that the baby was taking care of the baby doll, I was speechless, because I didn't fully understand like what was happening. I'm like, how can a 2 year old understand how to take care of a baby? I don't even know how to take care of a baby, because I don't even have any kids yet. But the fact that this little kid, that this little girl understood how to take care of the baby. Maybe her mom taught her. Maybe she was watching her mom take care of the 2 year old or of herself. But I don't know. Maybe it's instinct. I don't know. But when I looked and I saw the baby taking care of a baby, I said, that's incredible. Just imagine when she get older and she have her own baby, she done had so much practice because she's been doing it her whole life. I said, oh, at that time I understood that your why has always been in you before you was even born, before you was even discovered, before you even came to life. Your why has always been there. As you are growing through life, your why gets stronger. As you are developing through life, your why gets more and more and more visual. Like you can see it. As you are going through life, you are experiencing your why in different forms. One thing that I appreciate is people that can take a blank canvas, right? They can take a blank canvas, and as they're taking a blank canvas, they can draw something creative. They can draw a picture. They can draw anything from their mom. My mama, who's a single mom, raising three boys by herself, she can draw. It amazes me what she draw every single day. Whatever picture I see, I'm like, how did you do this? When you find your why gets discovered in new forms, in new ways of communicating, in new ways of being creative. You just have to understand that you have to find your path. I said, oh, that's what it was. When I knew I wanted something different, when I knew I wanted something more, when I knew I just wanted to help others, I had to become different. I had to discover my why. I had to retrain my mind and learn something more about myself. That's the next point I want to hit on, is that when you are discovering your why and you understand that it's already in you, you have to be willing change what you think about yourself. Yeah. You have to be willing to change what you think about yourself. So I'm going to write that right here. I'm going to put a little arrow. Change what you think about yourself. You think about yourself. Think about yourself. What you think about yourself. And I'm going to draw a little circle right there, and I'm going to show the camera. Change what you think about yourself. Change what you think about yourself. And the reason why that's so important, because when you are finding yourself, when you are finding your why, when you are discovering what you would like to do, you have to understand that the thoughts that you have about yourself is destroying what you can become. It's eliminating what you can think, and it's limiting how you can get, because your why is always in you. Like, your why has always been in you, but understanding that there's a process that you have to go through to discover what this why actually is, you have to change what you talk about yourself. You have to change how you speak to yourself, because if you talk to yourself negatively, you're going to receive negative thoughts. You're going to receive negative actions. You're going to receive things that you don't really want. But when you talk negative about yourself, that's what you get. I said, oh, why is it that when you talk negative about yourself, why is it that bad things happen? I'm thinking, I read this book. It was called Think and Grow Rich. And they said, I wasn't thinking of rich, but more, I think it was thinking of rich, but they were speaking about law of attraction. They said law of attraction is not biased to good and or bad. Whatever you think will happen. Whatever you don't think won't happen. I said, oh, I got it. I got it. DJ, what's going on, man? What's going on, bro? And man, there's more of a lesson that you have to go through, because we are discovering your why. You are recognizing who you are. You are discovering who this person is in the mirror. Every time you look in the mirror, that's supposed to be a smile. That's supposed to be an enlightened feeling about yourself. Until you discover your why and learn what's already in you, it's going to be hard to change what you think about yourself, because it's hard to stare at yourself. It's difficult to look at yourself. You see, Michael Jackson made a phenomenal song that says you have to start with the man in the mirror. Or the song was Man in the Mirror, but the reference was you have to start with the person that's looking inside of the mirror. Because if you can change yourself, if you can change your thoughts, if you can change what you see and how you see yourself, you can discover your why. I start to recognize that life is more than just putting your thoughts in a way where you don't understand them. Life is more so of an opportunity where you can discover your why, because your why is always in you. It's kind of like I put this mark in my pocket and I want, and until I need to write on the board, I'm not going to take it out because I'm not using it. Just like your why, if your why is not being used, it's going to be tucked away until you reach into your pocket and just pull it out and open it. Until you just pull it out and read it and use it and understand it. But you have to be willing to face the person that's in the mirror, because the person that's in the mirror has to change how they see themselves, has to change what they speak about themselves, has to change the difficulty behind that. And the reason why I'm saying that is because when I start to really understand that song by Michael Jackson, Man in the Mirror, my why, when I discovered my why strengthened. It got stronger because I understood that there's more to life than me talking negative about myself. I had insecurities. I had things that I wasn't fond of, that I wasn't proud of. But when I went through the process of learning how to speak positively about myself, speak positively about my insecurities, like for instance, when I was 12 years old, I was missing a tooth. And I was the only one missing a tooth in my grade, in the middle school. But I had to learn how to work with that. I had to learn how to work with my insecurity. Because if I didn't work with my insecurity, I wouldn't understand that there's power behind your why. There's power behind your vulnerability. There's power behind everything that you're doing. But until you see yourself differently, until you look at yourself, you can't become different, because there's something that you're not doing. There's something that you can't work on. There's something that you're not recognizing. I said, oh, I got it. Just because I had an insecurity doesn't mean it's the end of the world. Just because you got an insecurity doesn't mean it's the end of the world. You see, your why has to be heavier than your insecurity, because your why is going to push you forward. Your why is going to motivate you. Your why is going to encourage you. And until you get encouraged from your why, the things that you're doing today is wasted. Because you don't understand the importance behind the things that you're doing. I didn't understand the importance behind me picking up a camera, me pressing record, and me learning how to speak to a camera. Because fast forward a half a decade, I've been speaking in front of people. I've been discovering myself in front of others. I've been helping others in a public way, because now I'm putting myself out there in a different place, in a different platform, in a different setting. Excuse me, because I started with my phone. You see, when you have a podcast, when you start your podcast, you're putting yourself out there. And as you're putting yourself out there, you're growing in a way where others will say, I understand. And I want to be like that person because they understand me. In reality, you're understanding yourself because you've discovered your why. And when you discover your why, you get around people that say, I want to be like you, or I suffered the same problem, or I went through the same thing. But they will never raise their hand until you start speaking about your why and how you can help others go from point A to point B based off your experience. Based off my experience, when I picked up my phone and started recording my first video, it was challenging because I didn't have confidence. It was overwhelming because I didn't know what to speak about. And it was difficult because I couldn't speak to nobody. And just because I was talking to myself, I had to learn that there's somebody on the other side of this podcast. There's somebody on this other side, on the other side that's listening to this, that's watching this, that's saying, I understand. Because I have the same problem. But you have to discover your why to recognize that you are not alone. When I start podcasting, it felt lonely. I felt by myself. I felt like a detached from everyone. Because I wasn't around the people that could potentially help me get from point A to point B. It was overwhelming. It was challenging. And after producing 893 podcast episodes, I understood that your audience will only find you if you learn how to be consistent. Your audience will only relate to you if you are discovering the problems that you have within yourself. Your audience will discover you when you discover your why. Your why has to be stronger than your insecurity. Your why has to be stronger than the problem that you have. Your why has to be stronger than the pain that you have went through. Because people are looking for your message. People are looking for your words. People are looking for you. Because your why has to be bigger than you. My why became bigger than me when everyone kept coming to me and saying, I need your help. I need your guidance. Because I don't know how to get out of this situation. It's understanding that everyone goes through life differently, but we all can connect in similar ways. The last point I want to hit on is that you are not alone. You are not alone. And I want to write that right here and say, you are not alone. You are not alone. And I'm going to show it to the camera. One second. I'm going to say, you are not alone. You are not alone. You are not alone. Oh. You are not alone because there's more people that can connect with what you are saying. There's more people that can resonate with what you're saying. There's more people that can understand what you're saying. I remember when I was in elementary school, in fact, Wakefield Elementary, and it was this young lady, well, we all was kids, but it was this little girl that was singing, and she was singing a song by Beyonce, and it was called Listen. And she was so nervous when she got in front of the people, she didn't even sing. She didn't even say a word. She was so nervous. And so the people in the audience was like, you got this. You got this. Go ahead and start singing. They played the song. She was still nervous. She was still afraid. She was still scared. You see, the people encouraged her and to say, take your time. Take your time. Take as much time as you need. Because this is a lot of people looking at you. There's a lot of people want to hear you. There's a lot of people want to learn from you. And so when she gathered herself, the teacher went over there and hugged and said, it's going to be okay. Everything's going to be okay. You're going to do okay. And so she got back up. She got in front of the microphone and she stood there and they played the song. They played the song. And when the song came on, that's when she started to sing. But when she started to sing, she sung so low in the beginning. And as the song went on, she started to feel it. She started to be inspired and she found her why. As she was performing, the audience was saying, you go, girl. You go. You perform. And they're listening. They're clapping. And they're paying attention to it. You see, many times in life, we just get in our head to say, I'm not good enough. And why should people listen to me? Why should people watch me? Why should people learn from me? You see, when you discover your why, you have to understand that you're in your mind. You're in your head. When the audience was like, we're here to support you. Take as much time as you need to understand that you can do this, but as you are doing this, you have to do it confidently. When the audience was there for this little girl got the confidence and started to sing. And when she sung, everyone listened. And when she got done singing, everyone clapped. Because they wanted to listen to her. When you have a podcast and no one is listening to you and no one is responding to you and no one is coming on your podcast, on your platform, that's okay. Because when you do it consistently, when you do it afraid, when you do it when there's no one there, when eventually when you get in front of an audience, when you get in front of people, when you get in front of others that's willing to listen to you, they will listen to you with open ears because they want to learn from you. They want to hear you. They want to hear more about what you have to say. Your why is so important because it's going to empower you to be inspired to become the best podcaster ever. Why is that important? Because your message has power. Your words has strength. And what you deliver has meaning behind it. Because it shows that you're not alone. It shows that you're not alone. People, oftentimes in life, it's finding the people that you can connect with to say, I'm just like you. I have the same problem like you. I'm from a small town just like you. It just feels like we're alone. Because we're the only one going through it. That's what I learned about podcasting over the last four half decades, that you learn more as you are discovering yourself. And as you are discovering yourself, you recognize that life gives you your why. Life shows you your why. And until you accept your why, until you accept everything that's already in you, until you recognize that change, until you recognize that you have to change what you speak about yourself, because you're not alone, you have to really be okay with finding and discovering your why. Because if you can discover your why, this is where the impact is made, because others can say, I resonate with you. When you have a podcast and you continue to do it and you start and you produce and you get consistent and you get good with it, people say, I resonate with you. And just because they resonate with you, they are willing to learn from you. Because it's your voice that they want to hear. Just like the little girl that got nervous singing in front of people. She got nervous singing in front of people because it was a lot of people. But what if everyone that supported her, which they did, everyone supported her, and which built her confidence back up? When you discover your why, you have to be willing to do it by any means. By any means possible, you have to be willing to pursue your goals, to pursue your lessons, to pursue what's in your heart. When I was younger, we played the instruments. My instrument that I chose was the piano. And I wasn't consistent with it. I only played it for like a month or so. But I stopped doing it because I just got lazy with it. I didn't want to do the work for it. And over time, I often regret, like, dang, I could have learned how to play the piano. Till this day, I have a piano and I still haven't learned how to play it. My why is so big that I can be creative in different ways. I just have to put the time to it. I just didn't put the time to it. When you put time into your why, this is where the difference is made. This is where the impact is made. And this is where you empower and inspire others to become the best version of themselves. There's a process that you go through. Your why is always in you. When you discover your why is always in you. You just have to recognize what your why actually is. When you do that, you have to learn that it's already in you. You've been doing your why. You've been focused on your why ever since you was younger. And when you get older, you have to be willing to understand that your why has been within you. When you discover your why even more, now you learn on a deeper level. Just because you're learning on a deeper level, you get better, you get smarter, you improve more. When you do that, you have to change what you think about yourself. You have to change how you speak to yourself. Because when you start with the person in the mirror, the person in the mirror can grow, can evolve, can change. You just have to be willing to do the work to grow, evolve, and change. And over time, you recognize that you are not alone. You are not alone because there's more people that can learn from you. You are not alone because there's more people waiting for your voice. You are not alone because people want to hear from you. Your story, your message. Your story, your message goes into a podcasting because now you're able to speak to so many different people that say, I connect with you. When people connect with you, they start to listen. When people listen to you, they start to cheer you on. When people cheer you on, now you have their attention. There's a process behind the journey. When you go through the process, continue to discover your why. And if you got value from this, make sure you hit that like and subscribe button. And let me know in the comments. What do you think your why is, and why do you think that's your why? I know I just said why three different times, but let me know in the comments, what do you think your why is, and how did you know that was your why? There we go. That's a little bit better. Let me know in the comments. I would love to read it, love to engage with it. And just know that you are not alone, because when you discover your why, you're turning failure into knowledge, because when you push and go, you're becoming the best version of yourself. Make sure you like and subscribe. And I can't wait to read the comments.